We're back. Welcome back. This is probably a foreign sound for you people to hear. The baseball boys are back, starting with their 2015 season preview. Dom, it's great to be back.
Oh, it feels wonderful. I'm glad to be here. I hope all the listeners are excited because we're about to bring up some incredible baseball content, Tyler.
Best out there. Don't go anywhere else for your baseball content. Baseball Boys has it covered.
We've got it covered A to Z. We decided to do a little something different this year. We're going to do a team-by-team preview of every single Major League Baseball team. Folks, you're not dreaming. This is real.
This is real. You guys asked for it. You wanted it. We're giving it to you. Which, I guess, leads us to the 30th-ranked team on our list, the Philadelphia Phillies.
We're going worst to first in our power rankings here, and the Fighting Phils are number 30, and we're going to tell you why. Tia, please start us off.
Well, first we should do a little 2015 season recap. They won 73 games. They finished last place in the National League East. And I think we have a little audio clip here that we can play that will kind of outline what this 2015 Philly season is going to go.
I think
you'll enjoy this.
Yeah, this is something great.
It's loading.
Bear with us. Technical difficulties here.
The Wi-Fi network is not cooperating. Break it down, Mike. Folks, wow. This team is going to be bad. Really, really bad, actually.
Look, the roster is just completely devoid of talent. And it starts with their minor league system, which isn't great, but it's got some promising guys in there.
Yeah, there's a couple of studs that could be on their way. Well, this last offseason, they were pretty quiet, though. I mean, I thought we would at least see Hamels moved.
Yep.
He was not dealt. But they did, here's what they did do. They traded Marlon Byrd to the Reds for Ben Lively, pitching prospect. Very limited upside. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Not a great prospect. Definitely could see some major league time, though, in a year or two. So we'll see what he does.
And they also traded Philly's legend. That's fair to say, called Jimmy Rollins, Philly legend?
Oh, without doubt.
Philly's legend Jimmy Rollins to the Los Angeles Dodgers. So a Phillies team without Jimmy Rollins, that's going to be weird to see, man.
Yep, they don't have Jimmy. They're probably going to trade Cole. There's going to be a lot of fresh new faces in Philly, and not all of them are too talented, though.
Yeah.
I do like Ken Giles, though. Ken Giles is a nice piece they have. They got Mikel Franco, who's a young stud. So they're going to be pretty bad to watch, but later on in the year, they could have some interesting guys up.
Let's go ahead and take a look at what their lineup projects to be in 2015. Leading off, you have Ben Revere. Gritty player, good clubhouse guy.
He's fast.
He's just not very good.
Not a great hitter, but
hitting in this two-hole will probably be Freddie Galvis. He's pretty young. He's 25. But he, once again, I think his upside is just a major league regular or possibly a bench player.
Yep.
You have 35-year-old Chase Utley in the three-hole. Very likely to be dealt before July 31st. Ryan Howard at the four slot.
Who they would love to deal, but no one wants him.
They try to deal him to like seven different people, and no one would take him.
Well, he has a no-trade clause to like 20 teams.
Yeah.
And his contract is just ridiculous.
It's one of the worst contracts in professional sports. It's so bad.
Hmm.
Hitting fifth was once highly touted prospect Dominic Brown out there in right field.
Great first name. Not a great year last year, though.
Doesn't spell it like you, though. He goes with the O. You do the I.
Still a great name.
Yeah, true. And then my favorite player in the history of the Philadelphia Phillies, Grady Sizemore, out there. He'll probably play about 40 games.
He'll get his 200 at-bats, get injured, and then be done for the year.
True. Rounded out by Carlos Ruiz and Cody Ashe / Michael Franco. Now, this team is really bad. I mean, it's really bad.
The offense is terrible. Ryan Howard is past his prime. Chase Utley's past his prime. Dominic Brown just isn't very good. So the 3-4-5 guys are just awful, which doesn't make for a lot of success in the major leagues.
Definitely. Their rotation is headed, of course, by Cole Hamels. He will not be there come July 31st. He might not even be there on opening day.
No.
36-year-old Cliff Lee, who went down last year with some arm fatigue. Can't really expect Cliff Lee to do anything, right? Like, he's just at the end of the line.
He's old. He's at the end of the line, yeah.
Back end of the rotation is as brutal as it gets across the board. David Buchanan, raise your hand if you've heard of him. Dom is raising his hand. I don't know how many of you guys are, but David Buchanan is the three. Our boy Jerome Williams.
Jerome, smooth Jerome, is there at number four. Not a good sign if he's in your starting rotation at all, let alone your number four.
And rounding it out, none other than the journeyman, Aaron Harang. Your thoughts on this rotation?
Well, Cole Hamels won't be there. Cliff Lee, I don't know if you can expect him to give you much at his age. Then the 3-5 is pretty god-awful. Aaron Harang had a pretty good year last year for the Braves, but he's still old, and I think that was a little bit of a fluke year. So they're not going to be able to hit. They're not going to be able to pitch. It's pretty bad up there for your boy Rhino.
Yeah, I feel bad for Sandberg.
I think he'd definitely rather be clearly managing the Cubs right now.
Yeah,
than the Phillies.
He's got at least 3 years until his team is flirting with playoff contention, and that's anything where everything works out.
Yeah.
I mean, you just look at the roster. I mean, there's no youth,
mm-mm,
and there's no skill. I mean,
the only talent they have, they're trying to get rid of. So, right. And Cole Hamels.
If this were 2011. They would be pretty good.
Yep.
But it's 2015, and they're old and just not very good, and in a tough division.
They just sat on these core guys for way too long and expected them to produce well into their mid-30s, and they got screwed by it. Jimmy Rollins started aging. Chase Utley, Ryan Howard has taken a big dip. I think Ryan Howard's OBP was, what, like?
Sub-300.
Oh, yeah. He was bad last year.
The Royals were actually in some talks to try to acquire him at the winter meetings.
Thank God we didn't.
Definitely.
That would have been bad.
Big mistake.
So, basically the Major League roster is terrible. So let's talk about the young kids, the prospects.
Look, if you're a Phillies fan, if you watch more than 15 of their games this year, you got to find a hobby, man.
You got to be following their minor league system for sure, because it's going to be a lot more exciting than the Major League roster. You need to be looking at
Dario Saric box scores for the 76ers over in Europe. That's what you need to be doing with your life. So who do you like in their system?
I like a couple of kids for sure. I like J.P. Crawford, obviously, a young shortstop, 20 years old. Should be at Double-A this year.
Double-A, yeah.
Think he could be a stud. I like Mikel Franco. I think that shortstop third base combo they could have in like 4 or 5 years could be incredible. I also like a little sleeper prospect for you kids, Dylan Cousins, outfielder, big kid, big time football recruit actually. Philly signed him and he's got a bunch of tools. He's got power. He's got speed. Definitely a guy that could break out this year. That's my breakout candidate right there.
I'll tell you who I was really disappointed with last year in the Philly system is Jesse Biddle.
Yep.
He really struggled.
They need him to be good, because if he's good, they also got Aaron Nola in the draft last year.
He'll be
up this year. Jesse Biddle could also be up. Mikel Franco is going to be up. J.P. Crawford's probably a year and a half, 2 years away. But there's some fun guys in their system.
Most prospect rankings, Keith Law's stuff included, have them somewhere between like 18 to 25 farm system wise, where do you agree with that? Or
I think they're probably 14, 15.
Yeah.
They also got Zach Eflin from the Padres, who's pretty nice pitching prospect. They've got some pretty nice arms there, especially if Biddle jumps back. Biddle, Nola, Zach Eflin, that's a pretty good start right there. You also got guys that I think could just be studs, like Mikel Franco and J.P. Crawford.
Right.
So they're probably at least 2 or 3 years away from being even like 500, I would say.
Me too.
It's going to be a tough couple of years, but hey, once they trade Cole Hamels, they could have a top 10 farm system. Easy. Top 5, maybe.
Totally agree.
Depending on the guys they get. If I was the Phillies, I'd be looking for the Red Sox to trade Hamels. Red Sox, the Pods. I think those are probably two of the more bigger options that they have as far as trade partners.
I'm glad you brought up Cole Hamels' trade situation. Yeah. I see him going to 3 teams, either the Padres and the Red Sox, like you mentioned.
Yep.
I also see the Cardinals possibly being a dark horse candidate.
I
agree with that because they have some guys they can give up, but
look, I think that would probably be the worst option for the Phillies just because I don't like their minor league guys as much as others. They do have some major league guys like Waka, Carlos Martinez, maybe Marco Gonzalez, but I don't know if they're definitely not going to be willing to give up Michael Waka. I don't think
they're stupid if they do that. Cardinals are anyway.
Yeah. And the Cardinals' top prospect is Stephen Piscotty, which he's fine, but he's not a stud like you could get in the Padres or Red Sox system.
Yeah, he projects as just a pretty average major league starter.
Yeah.
There were some interesting rumors around Hamels basically all offseason. One offer that the Red Sox apparently made to the Phillies, which I can't believe the Phillies didn't take, if this is the case, was Blake Swihart and Henry Owens. If you're the Phillies, what's going to be better than that?
I mean, you got to jump on that deal because those are two top 20 prospects in the game right there. Blake Swihart, premier catching prospect. You don't find those guy that can hit and is good defensively. And Henry Owens, who has the makings of a nice number two lefty workhorse, so... That's interesting that they wouldn't trade Hamels for that, but I don't know. I guess they're just waiting for that right deal, and they haven't found it yet.
There's other rumors, too, about the Padres. Ruben Amaro Jr., who we'll get to in a second, I just don't know how he has a job, but he is in love with Andrew Cashner for some reason. Andrew Cashner is a good pitcher, provided has a bit of a health issue.
Look, great pitcher. He's an ace. He just can't stay healthy.
Right.
If
you're a Padres supporter, I would give up Andrew Cashner in a heartbeat.
I would love it. I would love to dump Cashner on them and get Hamels and try to go for it for the next 2 or 3 years. So,
Would you give up?
I think the Padres don't have the talent to trade for him. I think we do. We've got Matthew Whistler, one of the better pitching prospects in the game. We've got Hunter Renfroe. Great right fielder, and Austin Hedges, who people just adore and say he could be a gold glover in the majors right now if he was up.
Right. Do you think Hamels will be traded before or after opening day? I can see him kind of dragging it out and getting it done at the deadline.
I could see that, or I could see an injury happening possibly in spring training. Team gets desperate and makes a deal for him.
I think, honestly, for Ruben Amaro, that's best case scenario.
I say you get him out as soon as possible.
I mean,
start the rebuild, start the whole youth movement. Beginning of this year, it's going to be rough, but there's no reason that Cole Hamels should be on your team.
Hamels on your roster or not, you're not winning more than 80 games.
No, it's a waste of time. So you might as well stock the farm system up, which they have been trying to do, and be bad for 2 or 3 years, but then reap the benefits of a great farm system.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of weird seeing all these Philly players like Chase Elby, Ryan Howard, Cole Hamels, Jimmy Rollins, like all these guys that were so good for like a nice 6-year stretch.
Yep.
They either A, don't have it anymore, or B, are moving on to other clubs.
It's wild to see the Phillies in this situation because growing up they were almost like the model one of the model franchises. They were always good, usually in the postseason. I mean, they won a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
They just always had superstars on their team. Roy Halladay, Cole Hamels, all these guys, and they just got old.
And the Phillies haven't made the playoffs since 2010. Can you believe that? It's been 5 years.
Yeah, and looking at the division, they're looking up at some pretty heavily stocked teams as far as the Nationals, the Marlins, even the Mets.
Yeah, no, they're going to finish last probably for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
Tough time to be a Phillies fan. At least you got some good cheesesteaks.
Exactly.
And probably a pretty good football team next year, but that's another debate.
And a god-awful NBA team.
Yeah.
It's rough up there in Philly right now.
Philly's in the Sixers,
which is
man.
Fine with me.
So, if there's one player on the Phillies, would you take any of them? Like, would you want to have any of them on your team?
Of the players currently on the roster?
Yes. Not excluding Nola and Franco.
The only guy I mean, Ken Giles, for sure. I think he's going to be, he was a stud last year as a rookie. I think he's going to be really good out there. But I would also take a flyer on Dominic Brown. He's shown it in the past. He's got some power. He's still relatively young. I think he's like 28, 29. I think he might bounce back at least a little.
Because that's one of the major problems that I see with this Phillies team. Outside of Hamels, they don't really have any trade assets. Because they're going to have to build it through the draft. And eventually when they get a little bit better through free agency.
If they can get rid of Hamels and they can get rid of Howard, their payroll is going to be nothing. So they're going to have a lot of money.
And Cliff Lee's 26.
And a pretty good farm system. This is a team that could turn around, I feel like, pretty quickly.
If they make the right moves.
They're going to have to hit it with some of these young guys, and they're going to have to score big in the Hamels trade.
That's big. Philly fans, whatever you guys get in the Cole Hamels trade is the biggest thing for your team in the next year. Nothing else matters except for the other young guys.
Those guys have to pan out, or you're going to be bad for a while.
Cliff Lee, his $24 million contract expires at the end of this year. That's good. Get him off the books.
Ryan Howard's making $20 million. They just have a lot of bad money on their roster right now that they're trying to shed, but it's a lot harder said than done, especially trading Ryan Howard because he's not that good of a candidate there.
Oh, he has no power, and if a guy like that has no power, he doesn't play defense. His value is very limited.
Yeah. He doesn't get on base. I think he had 22 home runs last year. Not enough home runs for a guy that never gets on base. So.
Right. And
he strikes out a ton.
Doesn't walk. His defense is subpar. He's like a 1.5 WHIP player. I mean, those guys honestly grow on trees.
I tell you, he definitely started regressing quicker than I thought. He's not that old. I think he's like 33, 34.
Yeah, he's 32, I think.
30. Yeah, he's not that old, and he's just...
His Achilles injury killed him.
Yeah, and I'm sure his extra weight that he always carries doesn't help him.
Oh, he's rolling. He's
kind of like Prince Fielder.
God, man. Prince and Ryan Howard, who do you think wins in a fight?
In a fight? I'm going Ryan because he's a lot taller.
And I feel like he's a lot more cut than Prince.
Prince is just jiggly. Yeah.
Prince has got a lot of flubber and flopping.
The thing about Prince, though, is when he gets rolling, all that force is just... Going forward, he can get some triples inside the park homers.
Every time he goes to the railing to try to make a catch, he always falls over.
Oh,
he's just massive. He's just too big.
That's just physics, you know?
Okay, so prediction time for the 2015 Philadelphia Phillies. Give me a record and what place they finish. They're not going to be good, man. They're not going to be good.
Taking into consideration that they are probably going to trade Hamels... I'm going to go 65-97, last place in the NL East, and worst team in baseball.
This team loses 65 games, so you may burn.
Look, I mean, I don't see any way they even win over 70-75 with this roster.
Well, think about that.
Plus, you take out Hamels. Potentially take out Ryan Howard. They don't have a lot of guys coming up that are going to be huge impact players this year. They're just going to be bad.
Come middle of the season, their rotation legitimately could consist of David Buchanan, Jerome Williams, Aaron Harang, Chad Billingsley, and Aaron Nola.
And the only one you should be excited about is Aaron Nola.
Exactly.
Jesse Biddle could make it up too, I guess.
Yeah. I was so excited about him. He just lost the control last year.
Yeah, he had a rough year last year, but he's still young. I think he can bounce back for sure.
Definitely. I'm going to give him a couple more wins than you, but still not very many. I'm going to give him 70. 70 and 92. Last place in the East. Long year. Another long year in Philly for the Phillies. That's our Phillies preview. Stay tuned for team number 29.
Oh,
Who could it be? Who do you think it is?
I don't know. It's a bit high in these mountains. I can't hear you.
That's all the clues we're giving you.
Spicy. Thanks, folks.